Now, most institutions have people who are aware of these issues and have implemented some kind of basic centralized storage, which leads to our second quote. I use cloud here because cloud is cool, but most of what I'm about to say applies equally to keeping data on a POSIX shared file system like NFS. We're working in the cloud. Everyone has access to the S3 bucket, and if you need to find something, you can go ask Jane. She's the only one who has the whole directory tree in her head. You probably have some basic scheme to keep different users from stepping on each other. But unless you've made an affirmative effort to document what you have, if the person who put the data there is not available, you're going to have a hard time figuring out what you have a year later. On AWS, access control is a simple matter of writing an IAM policy, then attaching it to each user account, user group, or role, then updating the policy or creating a new policy every time you need to add or remove a project or collaborate on the project. Or you could give everyone access to everything and hope nobody changes something they were not supposed to. Finally, I hope you got your data organization right the first time because you are stuck with it. If you decide to reorganize the data later, file paths change, and any old references in documents and scripts are all going to break.